Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 26, 1805. Setting up canoe camp. On September 24 and 25, Clark sent John Coulter back to the mountains to retrieve any lost horses and bring up some shot left there. He then moved his ailing company down the river to the island where several days ago he first encountered Nez Perce chief the Twisted Hair. Clark's goal is to find the best wood for carving canoes, looking to make the final leg of the journey by water. He's not finding much assistance in this project since so many of his party, including Captain Lewis, are suffering from the sudden change of diet, complicated by the heat. He gives this account.
Set out early and proceeded on down the river to a bottom opposite the forks of the river on the south side and formed a camp. Soon after our arrival, a raft came down the north fork on which was two men. They came too. I had the axes distributed and handled, and men apportioned, ready to commence building canoes on tomorrow. Our axes are small and badly calculated to build canoes of the large pine. Captain Lewis still very unwell. Several men taken sick on the way down. I administered salts, pills, jalap, tartar, emetic, etc. I feel unwell this evening. Two chiefs and their families follow us and encamp near us. They have great numbers of horses. This day proved very hot. We purchased fresh salmon of the Indians. Captain William Clark, September 26, 1805.
The expedition remained at the canoe camp until October 7, 1805. It is one of the major sites in the Nez Perce National Historical Park and may be viewed about 5 miles west of present-day Orofino, Idaho. The large pine, Clark mentions, was the Ponderosa. As for the stomach ailment of a good portion of the corps, historians conjecture that the dried salmon they ate may have carried harmful bacteria. Clark administered two types of purgative to those in need. Tomorrow, the malady lingers on.
Throughout the month of September, Day by Day with Lewis and Clark has been written by Whit Hansen, with editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson, and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.